The nature of human challenges. Many believe that the current times are chaotic and overwhelming. A well-known Indian sage mentioned that the mind is an illusion, referring to a shared mental confusion in Hinduism. Ancient religions often acknowledge that dysfunction, even madness, is a significant aspect of being human. Buddhism expresses this through the term dukkha, which refers to suffering or discomfort. The Buddha viewed suffering as a fundamental part of life. In Christianity, the concept of sin, when translated from ancient Greek, means to miss the mark. This implies that to sin is to lose focus on the true purpose of life. Despite humanity's significant achievements in areas like art, medicine, and technology, there remains a destructive force within people, whether labeled as suffering, madness, or sin. The persistence of human violence. The 20th century witnessed the creation of horrifying methods for inflicting harm, such as in Soviet Russia and the ruthless Khmer Rouge regime in Cambodia, which led to the deaths of a significant portion of the population. Even today, violence, greed, and hatred persist, not only among humans but also among animals and the planet. You can observe the destruction of forests, pollution of air and water, and mistreatment of animals in factory farms. While many religions propose methods to address these harmful tendencies, none have discovered a definitive way to eliminate violence. The difficulty of improving society. Throughout history, individuals have sought to enhance society through various ideas, such as communism. While these ideas aimed for a better world, they often failed because their leaders did not possess the self-awareness and skills necessary for change. Timeless wisdom exists in the teachings of ancient religious figures. However, many of these teachings have been misinterpreted or altered over the years by both followers and contemporaries. Sometimes, additional concepts that strayed from the original message were introduced. In some cases, teachers were ridiculed or even killed, while in others, they were treated as deities. Consequently, core messages about kindness, humility, and unity became twisted into beliefs that promoted hatred and division. It's surprising that, while many spoke about empathy and kindness, violent events like the Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition occurred under the banner of faith. Adapt or face extinction. Today, a pressing need to overcome harmful behaviors is evident in daily life. Ironically, this struggle poses a serious threat to humanity's survival. The swift progress of science and technology has only increased the potential for self-destruction and worsened issues stemming from human ego. While slavery and torture have always been part of human history, the 20th century brought about unprecedented levels of brutality, raising the stakes to a dangerous level. The urgent message for a fundamental change in behavior and lifestyle is clear: adapt or face extinction. Ego and self-identity. When you connect with your ego, you can easily get lost in your thoughts, emotions, and the desire to engage with things outside of yourself. This leads to a misunderstanding of the world around you. It is crucial to stop associating with the ego and to release it. The ego misleads you into thinking that knowing yourself is the same as being aware of your life experiences. Today, ego is everywhere. Many believe that their identity comes from their achievements, backgrounds, and material wealth. However, freeing yourself from the ego involves more than just giving up possessions. It also means recognizing that the self, your I, that thinks and feels, is not your true identity. This self, shaped by the ego, is just a narrative you create about who you are. Your real self is the observer of this constant flow of thoughts and emotions. Release ego for peace. Releasing the ego can be difficult, but is necessary as it leads to unhappiness, insecurity, and anxiety. You might have noticed someone on the subway who was lost in her own world, angrily talking to herself. You may have thought, "I hope I don't end up like her," only to realize you said it out loud. This made you aware that you were just like her, caught up in your ego and unaware of the moment around you. If she was upset, you wondered if everyone else was too, This moment shifted your awareness. By learning to observe and analyze your thoughts, you begin to free yourself from the grip of your ego, the burden of overthinking. Feeling annoyed or hurt by a situation can lead to repeatedly replaying it in your mind until it dominates your thoughts. This kind of overthinking, driven by ego, often results in loneliness and suffering. When excessive rumination occurs, people frequently revisit past injuries or worry too much about what lies ahead. Many spiritual teachings highlight the issue of negative overthinking. A story about two Zen monks illustrates this concept well. While walking along a muddy path, they encountered a young woman trying to keep her silk kimono clean. One monk stepped in and carried her safely across. Afterward, the two monks walked in silence, but after several hours, one could no longer contain his frustration. He said, "Monks shouldn't act like that." The other monk calmly replied, "I set her down hours ago. Why are you still holding on?" From resentment to renewal. Many individuals resemble the frustrated monk, clinging to resentments, past wounds, and negative emotions that prevent them from enjoying life. There is much to learn from nature, such as ducks. After a disagreement, ducks quickly separate and swim away from each other as if nothing happened. Now picture a person in a similar scenario. Instead of moving on, they might dwell on the conflict, creating stories that intensify their anger. Releasing such events allows people to return to the present moment, where true peace can always be found. Find your true life purpose. Facing financial challenges or having plenty of resources, a genuine life purpose is essential for lasting satisfaction. Everyone possesses a shared inner purpose, to awaken by transforming your awareness, distinguishing consciousness from mental activity. This enlightened state, often called presence, means being aware without becoming lost in your thoughts. Instead of being trapped by your ego and mental distractions, you can realize that your true self is the awareness that exists beyond your thoughts. This inner purpose is vital. Outer purposes, like making money or climbing the career ladder, can easily change. When you focus solely on external goals, they will inevitably let you down. For instance, if you believe your purpose is to raise children, you depend on their reliance on you. What happens when they grow up and become independent? The ego behind activism. If your goal is to excel in a particular area, your sense of purpose hinges on others not succeeding. This situation means your life significance could depend on someone else's failure. It's crucial to understand that the awareness from which you operate determines whether your actions are motivated by ego. Take the example of an activist for the homeless. While this role may seem selfless, her true motivation might stem from a desire for recognition or a feeling of superiority over those in different jobs. The power of acceptance in everyday life. Do you occasionally feel burdened by daily pressures and yearn for a sense of tranquility or even enlightenment? Learning to acknowledge and appreciate life as it currently is can make a difference. Acceptance entails addressing tasks, even those you find unenjoyable, such as filing taxes, taking a driving test, or doing laundry, with a calm and open mindset. The goal is to achieve a mental state where you can peacefully engage in these activities. If you struggle to find enjoyment or acceptance in what you're doing, think about stopping the task. Continuing without a positive mindset means relinquishing control over your most important asset, your mental well-being. You hold the ability to determine how to respond to the circumstances life presents. Joy and humility. When you reach a state of enlightenment, your drive to act will stem from enjoyment rather than a feeling of need or desire. The encouraging news is that when you focus on the present, enjoyment occurs naturally. This attention allows the joy of existence to flow through you, referred to as the joy of consciousness. While your enthusiasm can inspire those around you, maintaining humility is vital, especially when it comes to acknowledging your achievements. Key points. 1. The human mind often creates confusion, contributing to suffering, sin, and madness. 2. Violence and harmful behavior persist despite efforts to create peaceful societies. 3. Many attempts to improve society fail due to a lack of self-awareness in leaders. 4. Ego causes overthinking and detaches people from the present, causing suffering. 5. Releasing the ego and focusing on the present brings peace and awareness. 6. True life's purpose lies in awakening and separating consciousness from thoughts. 7. Acceptance of life's challenges promotes mental well-being and lasting joy.